Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mary Holm, our personal finance expert, is with me in the Auckland studio. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Jesse.
Nice to see you, and welcome to our brand new, slightly flasher studio.
It's very flash.
Yeah, I'm going to move that microphone nice and close to you. We're still getting used to it, actually. Before we get on to your advertised topic today, there was a bit of an announcement from the National Party today that they might make some changes to KiwiSaver if they get in. We had a request from someone to ask if you could comment on them.
Yes, yeah. Well, there was one KiwiSaver change announced two or three weeks ago by National, and that was where people would be allowed to take money out of their KiwiSaver fund to use as a rental bond.
Yeah.
And by the time they were 30, it had to go back into KiwiSaver, although some people have pointed out that people don't always get their bonds back.
Yeah.
You know, either because the landlords...
We talked about it, I think, at the time.
Yeah, we might have, yes. the announcement today was that they would let, National would let people be in more than one, with more than one KiwiSaver provider. Now, a couple of reports I've seen say would let people be in more than one KiwiSaver fund. There's a difference.
Yeah.
Currently, people are allowed to be in more than one fund as long as it's run by the same provider. And so some people might be in several funds run by their bank or whoever their provider is.
I'm 64. I want access to some of my money next year, but I think I'm going to live for another 20 years, so I'm going to put some in a safe place and some in a slightly more volatile
place.
That's
right. Mm. That's right. And so that's been there forever. Mm. But what they're saying is people could be in more than one provider. And I think their thinking behind that is that there are quite a few now. There's more innovative KiwiSaver funds coming out, you know, investing in little niche parts of the market and encouraging sort of new business in New Zealand, and Simplicity's been getting into housing, investing in building more housing in New Zealand. And there are others doing, we've talked a bit about it in the past, there's one cryptocurrency fund, things like that. And so, and National says currently, if you like the look of one of these interesting new funds, you have to move all your money to that provider, which is not that big a deal. But I suppose this does mean that if, say, you liked what provider A is doing, an innovative new fund, and then provider B does another innovative new fund, and you think, I'd like to put some money in both of those.
Yeah.
Well, now you could.
Yeah, right.
So it gives new flexibility and possibly encourages new providers into the market who could make their mark by coming up with something really different.
Or I suppose if I quite like this innovative fund that's going to, you know, invest in cryptocurrency or whatever, but I might not completely trust this fund, so
yes,
I think I'm going to put $5,000 in with them, but I'm going to keep the bulk of my savings in the one that I know and trust.
Yes, or perhaps the one that's passive and low fees, whereas this innovative one's higher fees.
They might not have that kind of passive low fee fund that you want. Yeah,
that's right. Mm. That's right. So it does give people more flexibility. A couple of worries about it. One is it might cost a bit more to run. It will certainly make things a bit more complicated at IRD, because they're the ones that run the government contributions. And, you know, the providers report to them how much Jesse's put in during the year and is he eligible for the full government contribution. So that would get a bit more complicated, although, I don't, you know, maybe it wouldn't be a big deal. I don't know.
At the moment, for example, your employer contribution just goes to one place. Like, so would this split that contribution?
Would you
choose which one it went into?
That's right. Are you going to be going to your employer and saying, I want to put 10% of my money with this new innovative fund and keep 90% in the other, and so they've got to divide it up in the payroll department, and that might cause some complaints, especially in smaller employers who, you know, might not really have a payroll expert on the staff, and they might say, oh God, here we've got another complication. You know, so there is that. And more broadly, I like the simplicity of KiwiSaver. I think already there's quite a lot for a lot of people to grasp who are not very interested in investing. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, they're getting their heads around KiwiSaver. Now there's an added complication. Although having said that, you don't have to be with more than one provider. No. But it does give people more choice. And sometimes there is research to show that if you give someone too much choice, they kind of freeze and don't do anything.
Right, yeah.
So, you know, anything that complicates KiwiSaver is a negative as far as I can see. So overall, I'm probably more positive than negative about it because it does encourage more innovation by new providers,
okay.
I would say.
Thank
so,
you.
Yeah.
Unlikely
yeah.
to be a game changer for the election, though.
Probably.
Just an interesting yes. idea about
yes.
how one party thinks they might improve a system.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you,
yes.
Mary. And on to the main topic.
Yes.
For people struggling to pay their rates. And you overheard something on Wallace's show.
Yes, I was driving along and the other day, last Thursday, I think it was, and he had a retired man on the talk, not a panellist, but someone, a guest on the panel, talking about how his rates had risen 43%. And that was perhaps, and therefore the rate payments were going to be taking 35% of his income, which is massive. Mm. The history of it was that he bought a house in Ponsonby in the 1980s for $80,000, and it's now got a government valuation of $3.5 million.
Oh my God.
So, you know, so he's, you know.
Not a lot of people, and I'm sure this man has his problems, but might not be many listeners feeling sorry for it.
Indeed, given the value of the property he's sitting on. But on the other hand, he presumably doesn't want to move.
Yeah.
And if he's, in the meantime, his rates have gone up so much, perhaps partly because the value of his property's gone up so much. And I'm sitting there in the car yelling out, somebody tell him to look into rates postponement or rates rebates, and nobody did say that, and I thought, oh, you know, come on, you guys.
Yeah.
But it's something that a lot of people don't know about, and it could really help people, anybody whose rates have gone up. I read that in Queenstown they've gone up 14% mm-hmm. just recently, with inflation at about 6%. That's, you know, help.
Yeah.
And in quite a lot of other places, rates have gone up way more than inflation, and so people are facing big rates bills. And there are these two types of help people can get with their rates. One is, and I have to say it varies council by council, which just makes it very complicated.
Mm-hmm.
One is rate rebates, which are for people on low incomes. And I think most councils offer those. And they're worth a few hundred dollars. It depends on how high your rates are and the number of dependents you've got living at your property and so on. But this is just a clean reduction in your rates. You pay less rates.
Yeah, rebate's quite a technical word, but it just means they'll charge you less.
Yes,
yeah.
That's right. So those are available for people on low incomes. And then there is rates postponement, and that's a bit more complicated. And in many of the places I had a look on, found that they are offered in Wellington, Dunedin, Hamilton, Tauranga, Auckland and Christchurch. But in all of those except Auckland and Christchurch, you have to be in some kind of financial stress, financial trouble to get this postponement. In Auckland and Christchurch, I couldn't see anything on the website to suggest if you're over 65, I think you can get it regardless of your income or your situation. And in those other places, I don't know how hard. One of the websites said you had to be in extreme financial hardship, but they might say if someone's got to spend 35% of their income on rates, that might be categorised as extreme financial hardship. I don't know. All I can say is people might want to apply and see if they get accepted. But And by the way, before I forget, in some of the councils, if you live in a retirement village, you're also eligible for this. So there's all sorts of people that might be eligible. And the deal is that you can pay no rates until you sell the property or you die. So there's a bill being run up. It's like a mini version of a reverse mortgage, but it's just with your council rates. And so you're paying no rates in the meantime, and the debt is piling up and accumulating, and the council is charging you an interest rate that is basically its cost of borrowing. So it means that people who get rates postponements aren't it's not like other ratepayers are subsidising them, because they're paying whatever the council has to pay to borrow money. And so it means the council actually breaks even, really. It's charging the rate. Mm. It will have to borrow some more money, but it's getting the interest all paid in this debt, in this rates postponement debt.
You've talked about this before with me, and it seems quite sensible.
I know.
Who's the loser?
There isn't a loser. That's the thing. And so one thing I want to suggest is that I think in Auckland and Christchurch, anyone can do it. And I might do it at some point if I retire, and think, I could use a bit more money. I mean, your annual rates are thousands of dollars quite often. And if you think, well, I'd quite like to spend that on a trip instead of paying my rates, that is legitimate, I think, because it's not going to grow to anywhere near the value of your property. You've got a house worth $1 million, let's say. And if you do this, even if you do it for 20 or 30 years, it's only your rate. So it's not a huge amount of money that's building up the debt each year. And so, you might, for example, if you've got $1 million house, you might find that if you do this for quite a few years, that when you die or move out, $100,000 has got to go back to the council. And you get to keep your heirs get to keep the rest of it. So I would suggest actually that people have a look on their council's website. This is largely people over 65, or you might do it for your mum or dad or something. Have a look on the council website and see what the rules are in your area. Just look for rates postponement or rate rebate. Just Google that and up it will come. And if your council doesn't offer it, or if it offers it, but it makes it available only to people on low incomes, I would suggest you get together and lobby for the council to change it. Mm. Point out that Auckland and Christchurch are doing it for everybody, and that there is no skin off anyone's nose as far as I can see. So I just think because it really is silly for this man in particular on the panel to be sitting in a house worth $3.5 million. And he's struggling. That's mad.
Someone asks Mary, this might be too complicated, why should someone sitting on a $3.5 million tax-free capital gain get rebates when a person on minimum wage might have to pay the full amount?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I mean, I would like to see capital gains introduced, but let's not start on that because it's awfully complicated when you start looking at the detail and whether it should be on people's own homes. All around the world, they don't put it on people's own homes. So that's a really good point. Yeah. That I don't think that man, if we're looking at what should happen, I don't think that man should get a rebate. So he gets a reduction in his rates. I think he should get a rates postponement. Mm. So he's running up the debt, and when he dies or moves out of the house, council gets paid back. And in the meantime, he's going to be covering the interest cost, or the debt will eventually cover the interest costs. So that would be my response to that person, that you're not actually doing it at the expense of anyone else.
Great.
Yeah. Yes.
Anything else to say on this one?
Just if you like the idea of all this and find that you just actually can't do it with your council, have a look at a reverse mortgage, which we've talked about before. They're offered these days by Heartland Bank and SBS, and they are very similar. The big difference is that the interest rate is higher on a reverse mortgage. Like currently, the Auckland Council charges 6.85% on rates postponement, whereas Heartland's charging 9.75, so it's higher interest. So you want to go for the rates postponement first.
Yeah.
But if you can't get that, you can go for the have a look at a reverse mortgage. And one final point is that if you're listening to this and thinking, oh, this is all too hard, I'm not sure how to do it, go to the Money Talks website where you can get a free financial mentor who will help people with their finances and ask them if they can. You can just get some help with how to apply for this particular deal, and they should be able to give you some free expert advice on how to do it.
Fantastic. Thank you, Mary. Yeah,
it's a pleasure, Jesse.
Great to have you. Oh, can I throw one more at you?
Sure.
Because I know you're up for it.
I hope so.
This is a KiwiSaver question, and the person says, because we were talking about KiwiSaver earlier, what is the point in saving? The government will look after you anyway.
Oh, well,
I think what they mean is, what's the point in saving when you're going to get superannuation?
Yeah, and super, people, if they're living on super only after 65 and they've got a mortgage-free home, they usually do okay. They don't, you know, have a lot of lovely trips and things like that and flash cars and stuff, but they do okay. If you haven't got a mortgage-free home, it's not really enough. And even if you have, it's quite nice to have a bit more than that and be able to have a fun time in retirement. Yeah. Yes.
Thank you. Rates postponement, Mary, I guess the counter-argument would be that assisting people to stay in houses that they can't afford encourages the inefficiency of people staying in houses that are bigger than they need. That's
good
an interesting point.
It is a good point, yes. Yeah, and it's quite often it is a matter of size and a family could move in there. So, look, these are all valid points. Yeah, but do we want to sort of force someone to move out of the home they've known and loved, like our man on the panel who's been there since the 1980s, probably loves his home, and it's not actually his fault.
It's not.
That it's appreciated that much. Yeah.
Thank you very much for coming in.
Pleasure, Jesse.
Okay. Mary Holm is an every couple of weeks personal finance expert, and you can hear previous conversations that I've had with Mary on our website. We set them up as podcasts, so you can listen to them in your own time and on your own app. But we've got the RNZ app as well, which is a pretty good way of catching up.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.